We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, fellow Patriots. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and steamy hot Monday alohas to you. Here we go, getting underway with the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mack Show, the one we call the bonus hour. Very similar to the other three. Boneheads in the News will be along in this hour, by the way. And so can your calls, merely by grabbing the phone and using the Ingalls Advantage talk line number 800-347-1063. Give me a buzz and be a part of the conversation today. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. Now, if you are here on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock, when I'm joined by my friend Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network of South Carolina, we have touched on this at least once in the couple of recent weeks, talking about how local governments are going to be looking for ways to replace tax dollars that they are missing as a result of COVID-19. And it's not just here in South Carolina. There is going to be a deep and wide effort in this regard. Story today at Fox News. Local governments weigh major tax hikes to plug coronavirus-induced shortfalls. Homeowners beware. State and local governments scrambling to raise money during the economic crisis caused by the Chinese flu are looking to increase property taxes as well as wealth taxes and more to fill the budget holes. Don't you love this? So they mandate that everything be shut down, and then as a result of the loss of money in their tax coffers, come back to us to correct the imbalance. The proposals come as officials are trying to strike a balance. Historic job losses caused by lockdowns. Well, who mandated the lockdowns? Fueled the downturn that's putting the squeeze on city and state budgets. Washington sought to offset this with stimulus payments, additional unemployment benefits, business grants, and more. Any push to raise taxes too dramatically could hurt the economy even more. But some officials argue that increases are unavoidable. Of course they're avoidable. You ever heard of cutting things? What was the story we had in New York the other day? They had to cut $600,000 out of the budget from neutering deer in New York. New York City, including Long Island. Property tax rates in Nashville, Tennessee, will be increasing by 34% in what Mayor John Cooper described as a painful but necessary move that will raise money for the city, which has taken a hit during the Chinese flu. Elsewhere, the debate is raging. This November, Californians will vote on whether to strip decades-old protections from commercial and industrial properties. Since 1978, tax reassessment to the fair market value of California property have only been done when the property is sold or when there is new construction. Otherwise, assessments are capped at increases of 2% a year. Well, the new measure, if approved, would make exceptions from this for industrial and non-agricultural commercial property, requiring them to be reassessed to fair market value at least every 3 years. In Chicago, Mayor Lori Nosferatu Lightfoot said property tax increases are on the table to help address budgetary problems that include a projected shortfall of nearly $700 million that she said could become even more. "Those are the last choices and tools that I want to use." "Right," said the Democrat mayor. You ever see a Democrat that didn't love to increase taxes? "But I can't take them off the table," the mayor said. In Texas, Dallas lawmakers were considering a massive property tax hike of as much as 8%, but needed the city council to pass a measure allowing them to increase rates by more than 3.5%. In May, the resolution failed after a 12-3 vote. "I want to take this option off the table," said City Council member Kara Mendelson, according to the local NBC affiliate. If we were to pass this resolution and we were to increase taxes even close to this amount, we would be creating the next disaster for Dallas. Other areas are looking at different methods of increasing revenue, such as wealth taxes. A New York State senator from Queens said in May that the only people who actually have money right now are billionaires, and introduced a bill that would treat capital gains as income and would tax unrealized capital gains. Do these people ever stop to think that if you're a billionaire, you have 17 ways from Sunday to shelter your dough? The money would not be used for existing programs, however. Oh, of course not. This is like the road tax, the gasoline tax here in South Carolina, being pitched as for the roads and then being used, you know, for everything else they can find. The funds raised by the increased taxes on billionaires would go to a new worker bailout fund that would provide monthly payments of $3,300 for people who do not qualify for unemployment benefits or CARES Act payments. God, why does anybody live in these places? Other New York State lawmakers are pushing for income tax hikes for those who earn more than $5 million. Again, if you earn more than $5 million a year, you've got your income sheltered. In where else? Seattle. A new measure approved by the city council will add a tax on companies with at least $7 million in annual payroll. The Jumpstart Seattle tax will tax businesses up to 2.4% on Seattle-based employees who earn more than $150,000 a year. The bill specifically references the emergency conditions imposed by the pandemic. And how many times have we seen this? You know, well, these dire times called for drastic measures. So we're going to have no choice but to impose this new tax. But don't worry, it's specifically for these emergency conditions. Now, taxes, as you know, get instituted all the time, and rarely are they ever eliminated. Last week, New Jersey approved a plan to borrow up to nearly $10 billion to address a massive budget shortfall. Republicans have warned that this could lead to an increase in property taxes or a wealth tax, while Governor Phil Murphy has said that if the state does not borrow, he would have no choice but to raise property taxes. In a Friday interview, however, with the Washington Compost, Murphy said taxes could still go up, as the state will likely need revenue raisers, and everything is on the table. Mm-hmm. Now, don't be fooled just by thinking that while these things are being contemplated and even acted upon, in places like Nashville, Dallas, Jersey, New York, and Chicago, that it's not going to happen in South Carolina. Bear in mind, we are the most rhino red state in America because of all those members of the legislature and state senators who at one time were Democrats and erased the D behind their name and replaced it with an R, but kept their same ideology, their same political philosophy, which is, when in doubt, raise taxes. Quarter after six here on the Bobby Mac Show. I'm just saying, forewarned is forearmed. And Dave and the folks at Fan of SC are keeping a very close eye on this as well and are gearing up to stand in opposition. I mean, look, given the dire economic straits that a lot of people are in right now, is raising taxes a real good idea? Be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Great J.J. Cale song, revisited with a different tempo by Eric Clapton. 6:21 here on the Bobby Mac Show, in on the text line 71307. Well, Bobby, you know, any excuse to raise taxes, never a reason to lower them. Want to bet these cities are already operating at huge deficits? Yeah, look at California. Bobby, I think there needs to be one hell of a big organized tax revolt. What will be the tipping point? Good question. Remains to be seen. Bobby, let me get this straight. They intentionally depress the economy, but then have no choice except to raise taxes? Right. Bobby, I cannot wait for the Washington Indigenous People versus the Dallas Livestock Management Technicians with Colin Kaepernick doing commentary from Hassan Ben Sober in Simpsonville. Thank you, Hassan. Bobby, BLM destroying the NFL makes a lot of sense. The over 1,200 black players were paid $3.25 billion last year. What happens when those dollars disappear? And another text message from my buddy Joe Biden, the creepy hair sniffer. I know it's always from Joe because it's always addressed the same. Hey, Billy. Always calls me Billy. Hey, Billy, isn't this what got the British in trouble back in the day? You know, the thing? Right. A text message says, "Hi, John, it's Bill with Jamie Harrison for U.S. Senate and the South Carolina Democratic Party. What do you know?" That's the first reference I've seen to Jamie and the Democrats colliding in the same sentence. He didn't even admit to being a Democrat in his radio and TV ads. "We know November 3rd may seem far away, but we want to make sure you're ready to vote." Yeah, I am. More than once. "Can Jamie and other Democrats count on your vote?" what do you think? Huh? Bobby, have you talked about the story about the Hispanic guy who borrowed his father's truck so he could mow down a Harley Davidson rider because they're usually white, hit him head on, killing him? Turns out to be a retired cop, yeah, also retired Marine, a twofer for a guy who waited on the police and then bragged about killing a white man. Only heard it reported once and it was gone. Yeah, we did that story last week in the show. Bobby, I've not had to wear a mask at work, but was told today that I would be wearing one starting tomorrow. I'm so tired of this crap and stupid people that are in charge. I hear you. Bobby, I agree with what former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee said earlier today. If you're going to rename the Redskins, then they should... wait a minute, I lost it. Yeah, they should rename them the D.C. Deep State. There you go. Bob, they should call them the Washington Cave-Ins. Bobby, ever watched a TV show from about 15 years ago called Jericho? The short second season is like watching today's news. It's uncanny. You have a virus, vaccines, herd immunity. Pretty scary. Bobby, there was a statue of Stevie Ray Vaughan vandalized in Austin, Texas. People have no clue what they're vandalizing. They're just following the herd, the leadership of the anarchists. 626 here on the Bobby Mac Show. To the phones we go. Let's bring in Charlie, who is in Spartanburg. Hi, Charlie, and welcome to the call. Welcome to the show.
You got both of them right, Bobby. Yeah, I appreciate the show. Looking at the coronavirus and the mask situation and so many objecting to wearing a mask, mm-hmm. We really ought to compare that. We ought to compare that to the same thing as wearing a seatbelt when we're driving. We know we can go out there on the road and you stand a good chance of maybe not having an accident. But would you go out and not wear a seatbelt? Because all it takes is one time, and you may be in the hospital or worse. Well, this coronavirus, yeah, a lot of people are out there running around, no mask. They may or may not get it. And if you do get it, well, you may or may not end up in the hospital. But let me tell you, a friend of mine died from this coronavirus, and I understand from his family that it was horrible. It was a very bad death. He basically suffocated in his own spit. And even if you don't get hospitalized from it, I've had two doctors tell me already that people that get it, children, whatever, and don't show symptoms now, 20, 30 years from now, they may die from crystallized lungs. This virus has so many strange reactions, and it just depends on the individual. And, you know, if we just buckle down and say, okay, we're going to wear the mask for a month, 2 months, and control this thing, maybe we get rid of it. Instead of sitting around complaining about tipping people to risk with catching it, not catching it, I mean, I'm 75 years old. I survived Vietnam. I don't care to be suffering from some lousy coronavirus because somebody else doesn't want to wear a mask and take the caution to protect themselves as well as their neighbor. It's a matter of neighborly love, really, when you get right down to it, and appreciating the sanctity of life.
Charlie, you're operating on the assumption that the mask actually does something.
Well, a lot of doctors seem to feel so. If you go to your doctor's office, and well, they're insisting it.
And there are other doctors, and many, of course, are afraid to speak up in the politically correct environment they find themselves, who contend the obvious, the opposite, I should say, like Dr. Fauci, who back in late February, early March, when asked about the mask, said, well, mask doesn't really do anything.
Well, that's like saying a seatbelt. It doesn't make any difference if you wear one or not. You get in an accident. It depends on the extremes of the accident. But isn't it better to take the safe side of it? A mask definitely is going to filter something. It has to.
But is it going to? But is it going to prevent? Do we have evidence that it is going to prevent the transfer of this disease? When we got people like Fauci saying it really doesn't make any difference, who are you supposed to believe?
Well, I think a lot of that gets down to playing politics and myself. I don't like to play politics. I have the common sense and enough education to know that germs pass from people to people, and your breath, the saliva in it, the moisture.
Well,
it
look, Charlie,
germs.
If this is if it, assuming, wait a minute, Charlie. If you want to make a speech, wait until Thanksgiving where you can do it around the dinner table. Otherwise, we have a conversation. All right.
Yes, I appreciate what you're saying, though.
Yeah, all right.
There's a lot of discussion on it.
Yeah. There are many who believe that the prime purpose of mask wearing is about control, but not about control of the disease, control of the population. But I appreciate your viewpoint, and I'm happy to give you an opportunity to express it. Thank you for the call, and thank you for your service in Southeast Asia. 6:31 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Welcome back. 6:37 now, 23 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I'm certainly sorry that caller Charlie lost a friend. But look, I remain unconvinced. If you believe that you can keep mosquitoes out of your yard by putting up a chain link fence, go right ahead. In on the text line, Bobby, what Charlie and so many others are ignoring is that to get through this pandemic, is that the population has to build up an immunity to the virus through antibodies or develop a vaccine. And many people are suspicious about that as well. Still waiting on that SARS vaccine from Obama. Bobby, sounds like this guy is talking through the drive-thru with two masks on. He just said he survived Vietnam, didn't say he served there. I'm just saying. Glad he isn't in charge, and obviously he doesn't know that God is. Bobby, on the seatbelt versus mask argument, seatbelts are proven life-saving devices, while masks just are not. Masks are proven control techniques by the left. Love your show. Keep up the good work. Okay, here we go. Time for today's edition of Hit It, Singers.
Boneheads in the news.
We begin in New York, where health officials are keeping a close eye on a Niagara Falls strip club. Ooh. Here's why. Adult entertainment venues were ordered closed by the brilliant Governor Cuomo, But the Sundowner on Wendy's Lane reopened this weekend now that they have a covered patio for outdoor dining. And after all, who doesn't want to eat strip club food? But they can't have dancers entertaining the guests. We managed to get hold of some of the audio from Saturday night.
Hey there, gentlemen. Welcome to the Sundowner, Niagara Falls strip club on Lundy's Lane that's opening without live entertainment. That's right. On stage one, it's Nihility. Take a look on stage two for Cypher. And on stage three, the triplets, Zip, Zilch, and Zot. And coming up on stage four right now, the great Nobody. That's right, nobody will do a table dance, and nobody wants you to have a great time. Hey, and don't forget to tip your waitstaff.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I know, they're trying to do the best they can, make a buck. Well, God forbid you want people parking right in front of your house. Some folks in a California beach community, La Jolla Shores, had a great idea to keep cars away, paint the curbs red, so people think you can't park there. This isn't the first time it's happened in this coastal community, and naturally, being SoCal, the left thinks it is unfair.
This kind of vandalism is a pretty hateful act, saying that these coastal homeowners that are so lucky to live right next to the beach, they have more of a right to access the beaches than the general public. And that's really in violation of the principles of the California Constitution, the California Coastal Act, and even La Jolla's community plan.
Oh, my goodness. Vandalism. Vandalism, huh? These people who are lucky enough to live there? You mean the people who worked hard and made enough money to be able to afford that real estate? And speaking of vandalism, were you out protesting against about all the statues being torn down? Yeah, that's right. Too busy. Anybody here remember Super Mario Brothers? Here's their theme. Ah, yes. We're flashing back to the 80s. A Super Mario Brothers game from 1985 just sold for $114,000. Can you say more money than cents?
I have so got to go to check my video collection.
Yeah, for $114,000. It's the highest price ever paid for a video game, eclipsing the $100,150 somebody paid last year for another copy of the same game. Wow. Well, on Friday night, a pizza shop owner, Greenwood, not our Greenwood, Greenwood, Delaware, pizza shop owner closing up when a guy walked up, pulled out a machete, demanded some cash. The owner fought back with the only weapon he had nearby, throwing a pizza at the robber. Guess he was tossing it at the time. He said, hey, here you go, buddy. Believe it or not, it worked. For some reason, the guy with the machete was scared off by the flying pizza and took off running. Cops now trying to track him down. There you go. There is today's edition of Boneheads in the News. Back to the phones we go. Tom is next up. He is in Tryon. Hello, Tom, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Mr. Mack.
Yes, sir.
Wearing masks. Mm-hmm. During World War II, I'll tell you a little historical fact.
Okay.
Out in Kansas, they built towers that were about four stories tall.
All right.
And they were manned during daylight hours
mm-hmm.
to watch for German bombers. And the people volunteered to go up there and spend their 2 hours or however long their stint was.
Right.
And, yep, and that's part of the war effort.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we thank them for their service.
Yeah, saving tin cans and right. grease and all that.
Yeah, exactly.
That was valuable.
Yeah, right. No nylons during World War II, right?
Yep, yep. I'll tell you something about nylons. Back in the day, they had a seam up the back.
Right.
And the women who could not afford nylons took a pencil and drew a seam up the back of their legs.
That's right. Yeah.
To appear that they were wearing nylons.
Yeah. It was a good look, too, you know, because they just weren't available. Same thing with tires. You know, when you got new tires, you got recycled tires, and they were slightly less bald than the tires you had on the car at the time.
Yep. And well, the guys over in Europe who could have access to nylons, baby, they were Charlie Potatoes.
They made out like bandits, shall we say.
Yes, they did.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate the call. Good to have you here. Let me quickly get to Jim in Spartanburg. Hi, Jim, and welcome to the show.
Hello, Bobby Mack. So good to speak with you. Listen,
my pleasure.
I just finished 14 days of COVID-19. I'm a 63-year-old male, and I'm in pretty good health. But, you know, I went through this thing. I was expecting that it was going to be just terrible.
Right.
But I got to say, this thing was just like a mild flu. And in addition, you know, some of the children in my family had it also, and we couldn't even tell they had it. I just don't understand why the news media doesn't tell more about the good side of this business.
Because perhaps it doesn't send the message that they want to deliver?
Absolutely. I'm convinced of that, Bobby Mack. I really am. It's sad that our U.S. is in such a state that it's in, that this is going on. But, you know, a lot of us have experienced this stuff, and it's been a pretty easy flu to experience. And just wanted to put that out there and let you know that there's those of us out here that are doing fine with this stuff, and we just want to get back to work.
I hear you. Thank you very much for the call, Jim. I appreciate your sharing that experience and glad that everybody came through it okay. 6:45 here on the Bobby Mack Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 6:50 now. We're in the closing minutes of the Bobby Mack Show here on a hot and steamy Monday. One of the people that I love to follow on the internet is Professor Victor Davis Hanson. He has been a guest on the show a few times, and he's a really, really smart guy. He is at the Hoover Institution, which is kind of the conservative wing, the outcasts, if you will, at Stanford University. And following President Trump's speech that he delivered right before the 4th of July events at the White House and on the National Mall when he was out in South Dakota, he wrote a piece about that event and what we are currently undergoing. And it was a fairly long piece. His writings, his musings, sometimes go to 4 or 5 pages, all of which are well worth reading. But the conclusion to the piece he wrote the other day is worth sharing from Professor Victor Davis Hanson. When President Trump extolled the beauty and virtue of the United States in front of Mount Rushmore, the media opined that he was being dark and divisive by critiquing the culture war they are waging. Left out of the media tantrums were discussions about the significance of the attitudes of the men memorialized on that mountain. George Washington famously won a revolution in the midst of a smallpox epidemic. Thomas Jefferson risked life and limb by authoring the Declaration of Independence. Abraham Lincoln was killed by an assassin because he emancipated enslaved black Americans. Theodore Roosevelt took a bullet from an assassin in the middle of a campaign speech, made sure no one killed his assailant, used his extensive hunting knowledge to ascertain that the bullet hadn't pierced his lung, and finished the speech, saying, quote, "Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know whether you fully understand that I have just been shot, but it takes more than that to kill a bull moose," he told the assembled crowd. Bull moose, of course, was the party that Teddy ran under. Americans put a man on the freaking moon, landed a robot on a postage-sized stamp of land on Mars, harnessed the power of the atom, defeated Germany in a world war twice, invented the automobile, and defeated gravity, and invented human flight. Yet right now, many of us are sitting alone in our homes behind cloth masks with dubious protective qualities, thinking about banning children from attending school, even though they are at extremely low risk of infection or as vectors of transmission. We need a steely resolve, not simpering fear. Nothing is going to stop us. Not polio, not Nazis, not gravity, nothing. We're America. We can do this. His writings are widely available on the internet. If you just put in your search engine, Victor Davis Hanson, you will find the things that he has to say, many of which I suspect you will agree with. Been a good start to the work week today. Thanks to all the callers. Thanks to all the texters. Appreciate your being here. And we'll do it all again tomorrow, right after El Rushbo at 3. So until the Tuesday edition, have yourself a great Monday evening, and see you tomorrow, and God bless.
Who was that masked man anyways?
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep, I wonder who he was.
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep.
I wonder how all this would sound on instant replay.
I don't know, why don't you try it?
Okay.
Who was that masked man anyways?
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep, I wonder who he was.
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep.
I wonder how all this would sound on instant replay.
I don't know, why don't you try it?
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.